Okay, we're in Parakhov Beit and Hilchos Yisrabia, which is the final parak in this section of the Rambam. So next time we'll be beginning Machalos Asuras. In this last parak, the Rambam focuses primarily on the Isser Bichud, which is the prohibition of being alone, of a man and a woman being alone in a room together, and various examples and limitations and leniencies. And then in the end, he's going to save a few halachas for some philosophy. Halacha Aleph, he says, "Asolis yachedim erba min arayos." Right, so it's usher to ever be in a situation of yichud. Bein zakena, bein yalda, doesn't matter if the woman is elderly, meaning she can't have kids anymore, or whether she's a child. Shadavar zeh gorim legalos erba. Just like we saw in the previous parak, yichud is something that will lead to basically sexual prohibitions. We saw this also in the previous parak, but the Isser Yichud excludes a mother with her son, a father with his daughter, and a husband with his wife while she's an Ida. Now this is a famous halacha. It's in common vernacular known as Chupas Nida. Let's say a chasan, meaning he did kiddushin, all right, but he has not done nisun yet. And let's say it turns out his wife is now in Nida prior to them having their first sexual encounter. Also is Yachin Ima, he cannot be alone with her in a room. Elahi Yashina Ben Anashim, Mubi Yashim Ben Anashim. She sleeps with women and he sleeps with men. Vim Ba Alea Bi Rishona, Vakrach Netmes. Let's say they had sexual relations initially and then afterwards she was in Nida. Mutali Yachin Ima. From that point on, he's allowed to go ahead and be alone with her in a room. Halacha Beis, okay. No nechshedu yisra amirshkav zocher v'ala behema. So in general, the halachic system is not concerned about yichud taking place between men with each other, right? Meaning we don't assume that men naturally will have sexual relations with another man, nor are we concerned that they'll have sexual relations with an animal. That's why a man can be alone both with another man as well as with an animal. Then this rachik afilu miyichud zocher v'behema raise a meshubach. But in general, a person should avoid that as well. Okay, a man should avoid being alone in a room with other men or with animals. And the great chachamim would go ahead and ensure they were never alone in the room with animals. The entire isser of yichud, right, comes actually through Torah Shavuot Peh. There's no indication in the Torah itself of any isser of yichud. Halacha Gimel. Now, Kishira Maisa Amnon and Tamar, okay, those who are familiar with the story in Nach, the story of Amnon and Tamar, after that took place, Gazer David Beisino Yichud Pinuya. At that point, there's previous to this, the prohibition, there was no prohibition of Yichud between an unmarried woman and a man. But after what happened, Amnon and Tamar, David and his Beisin said, you know what, we're now going to ensure that even an unmarried woman cannot be alone in a room with a man. So even though, technically speaking, there's no Isser Erva by Pinuya, nonetheless, David instituted that it become part of Yichud. Shammai and Hillel gazol Yichud kusis, and then Shammai and Hillel extended this to include even non-Jews. Nimso kol. So what do we see from this? Kol hamitsyachin im isha. Anytime Yichud takes place between a man and a woman, she also is yachinima. Ben Yisrael is ben kusis. Makan eshneim makas mardos ish veishos. Anytime Yichud takes place, whether it's with a Jewish or non-Jewish woman. Either way, they get both the man and woman get rabbinical malchus umachriz in alayin, and it's made public. Chutz meishas ish, except if a man had yichud with a married woman, shaf pish asol disyachinima im disyachinim lokin. So even though it's usher for him to have yichud with her, nonetheless, if they did have yichud, there's no malchus. Why? Shelo lahotzi la zaleya shazinsa, because we don't want it to get out that they were alone together, which would lead to suspicion that she committed adultery, benimtsu motzin laz albanim, and this will also produce a negative reputation on the kids, shehim mamzerin, that they're actually mamzerin as a result. Allah adalad, now kol isha she'asu lisyachid ima, right, im haisa ishta ima, horizon mutaras lisyachid, meisha ishto mishamta, mishamarsa. So, famous halacha, that any woman that is asur to be in yichud with her, to have yichud with her, right? If your wife is with you, let's say it's a man and his wife and another woman, then they can be alone together because the guy's wife keeps an eye on everything. However, a Jewish woman should never go into a situation yichud with a non-Jewish male. Right? Even if his wife is with them, because a non-Jewish wife will not be so careful about anything inappropriate taking place, since they really have no shame. Halacha hey, v'chein im mosrim tinok yisrael lekusi lamdo sefer lamdo omnus. Also, a Jewish child should never be put underneath should never be entrusted to a non-Jew to teach him, for instance, how to read or some type of job. Because there's an assumption when it comes to non-Jews that all of them there's a chashash that they may engage in homosexual activity. Also, we can't take our animals and keep them in, let's say, a hotel that's owned by non-Jews. And not even a male animal with other males or female with other females. We're supposed to avoid putting our animals in such a situation. Halach above. And we're not allowed to have a non-Jewish shepherd take care of our animals. Even if it's a male animal to a male goy and a female animal to female goy. Because all of them are suspicious of sodomizing animals. Right, and we know that non-Jews are not allowed. It's usher for them to have sexual relations and have homosexual relations or have sexual relations with an animal. And since the halacha is, we're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of the blind person, meaning we can't set them up for a situation where they may be over this issur. Halacha zayin, or they ma in moser behema to keva lekusis. So why don't we let a non-Jewish female? Why don't we entrust a female animal to her? Because we assume all of them engage in inappropriate sexual relationships. Right? And what's going to happen is that when a non-Jewish man who's involved in inappropriate sexual relationships comes to sleep with her, it's possible that he won't find her. And what will he do instead? He'll sodomize the animal. Or even if he did find her, he may still go ahead and sodomize the animal. Halacha ches, lo sisyachen isha achas afilim menashem harbe. A woman's not allowed to have yichud with many men. Ashetia ishto shel echam hem sham, until one wife of one of the men there is present. V'chein lo yisyachen ish echad afilim nashem harbe. A man cannot be alone with multiple women. Nashem harbe im nashem harbe in chosh shel yichud. If there's a group of women and men together, that's fine. Let's say the men are outside and women are inside, or vice versa. And let's say one woman, let's say, left outside and then went inside to where the men are. That would actually raise the concern of yichud. Even a man whose business involves working with women, he still can't have yichud with them. Ketzad, an example is, Ketzad Yaseh. So what does he do? Yisasek imahim, v'ishto imo. So he can do business with them as long as his wife is there. O yifnem alach achera. So get a different job. Because this job is not one that is a situation where of heter. Alach ates. Now murtal yisachadim shtei yivamos. A person is allowed to have yichud with two women who are yivamos. O im shtei tsaros, or two wives of the same man. O im isha v'chamosa, or with his wife and his mother-in-law. O im isha bas baila, or with his wife and the daughter of, what do you call it, her husband's daughter. O im isha bas chamosa, or the woman and his daughter-in-law. Ne shesono zuazu. We know this from before. There's the five categories of women who don't like each other. Since they don't like each other, im machapos zuazu. So they're not going to go ahead and hide each other's sexual prohibitions. It's permitted to go ahead and have yichud with a woman who has her baby with her. She odas tam bia, okay, that knows, or let's just say young child, but knows what sexual relations are. But she would not go ahead and engage in sexual relations herself. Because she wouldn't do it in front of the child. Because this will, so to speak, if she did it in front of the child, this will expose her secret. So she'll be very careful in that situation. Halacha yud. Now tinokas mi bas shalosh lamata, but tinok min kesh lamata, a woman under the age, three or less, or under the age of three, and a male under the age of nine, mutal is yachin imayim. Yichud is mutter with them. Shelo gazru ela al yichud isha haroya labia, isha haroya labia. Because yichud is always to prevent a maisa bia, a sexual act, and that doesn't take place with a male under the age of 9 or a female under the age of 3. Halacha Yud Aleph, someone who's androgynous, ein mizyachad im anashim, the androgynous person cannot have yichud with women, but if he did, ein makanuso, meishu suffik, doesn't get malchus because his status is one of suffik. Remember, someone who's androgynous has both types of genitals. Aval ish mizyachad im androgynous im atumta, but a man is allowed to go ahead and be alone either with someone who's androgynous or with someone who's a tumtum, where we can't identify their genitalia. Halacha Yud Beis. Aishas ish shahaya baila ba'ir. Okay, another famous halacha. The married woman whose husband is in town. There's no concern of yichud. Why? Because she understands the consequence of yichud and therefore won't do it. But let's say the man that she wants to have yichud with, meaning, again, let's say her husband's working in Modi'in, and she lives in Modi'in, but the guy who wants to come over is someone she knows very well, Kagon Shagadlimo, they grew up together, O Shahaiso Krovaso, or it's she is a relative of his, Lo Si Zachidimo, she can't have yichud with him, Vapi Shabaila Ba'ir, even if her husband's in the city. V'chein kolam is yachidim isha, V'ayah Pesach Pasuach Lushos Aramim, Ein Choshim Mishom Yichud. Also, if someone's alone with a woman in a room, but the door of the room is open to a public domain, then there's no chashash of yichud there as well. Okay, so if someone's not married, he should not be a teacher of young children. Why? Because what's going to happen is the mothers of these young kids are going to come pick their kids up from school, and he's going to see them, and he's going to be tempted by that. Then Isha, also a woman, lo salami katanim, right? A woman should not teach young boys. They have saying because of the fathers of those young boys, because they'll come, let's say, because their sons are there, and you'll have situations of yichud emerge. The teacher doesn't have to have his wife with him the entire time while he's teaching. Rather, it's enough that she's at home while he teaches whatever school he teaches at. Allah Yudalad. Now, Tiknu Chachamim, Shetiana Nashim, Misapro Zum, Zubi Beis Akise. So the Chachamim are Misakin that women should talk to each other while they're using the bathroom, to ensure that a man doesn't come in there and possibly be over the Isra of Yichud. Recall, obviously, their bathrooms are a lot different than ours today. Halacha Tesvav, Ein Mamanim Lifnei, Afilu Adam Neman Bakasha Liyo Shomer Chatzir, Sheisham Nashim. Okay, so we never appoint someone who's a Kasher Jew, to ever be a guard of a chatzar where women live, even if he stands outside, because basically there's no literally guard against the rayas there. A person cannot appoint, let's say, a guardian over his house, because he doesn't want to lead his wife to go ahead and possibly be over an iser. A tamachachem can't live or reside in a chatzar where there is a widow. Af bishenu misyachinima, even if he's not alone with her, b'mei chashat, because there's a suspicion, right? Elaim kien haisa ishtaima, unless his wife is with him. V'chein almana, a widow asur legadal kelev mei chashat. A widow is not allowed to raise a dog because it could raise certain suspicions. Below tikna isha avadim zecharim afilu katanim b'mei chashat. Also, a woman should never purchase male servants because even if they're underage, because there's a chashad being involved in such an activity. Halacha Yudzayim, ein dorshin b'sisrei arayos b'shlosha. Okay, this is also a fun halacha. You should never teach the hidden ideas of sexual prohibitions you should never have it in front of three people. Why? Me'she'echad tara b'she'elas harav. Because one student will be focused on what the Rebbe's teaching, but the other two will be going back and forth and debating the issues, and they won't be focused on what's being taught. Because a person's constantly aroused by sexual areas. And what can happen is that if a suffix emerges, he may end up being makel instead of being machmir. Therefore, you only teach it in front of two people. This way, it ensures that one person will always be focused on what the Rebbe has to say. Okay, now the Rambam is going to switch over a little bit to the philosophy part for the last few lachas, and we'll stop at the end. He says like this. He says, "Ein lecha davar b'cholot arakula shu kasha l'rov am lifrosh ela min harayos v'abios asuros." The Rambam says there's no area of Torah, none, that is more difficult for the majority of Bnei Yisrael to separate themselves from arayos and bios asuros. Okay, sexual prohibitions are the area that most Jews are having a difficult time separating from. Amru chachamim, that's why the chacham said b'shash and stav Yisrael arayos. When Bnei Yisrael received the isurim of the sexual prohibitions, bachu, they cried. The kiblu mitzvah zuba taromes, they accepted this mitzvah with a lot of complaining, buchia and crying, shnemra, bochel mishpachosav, iskim mishpachos. And he goes further, lach yates, v'amru chachamim, gezel varayos nafsho sha'adam misav lehen u'mechamata, excuse me, u'mechamdasam. So the chacham said that stealing and sexual prohibitions, a person is always what it called desirous of them. Okay, you'll never find any generation, any time in Jewish history where you don't have people constantly involved in these sexual prohibitions. The Chacham also said, and that's why the Chacham said that the majority, most people are involved in gezel, most people steal. Okay. A few are involved in arayos, but everybody is always involved in lashon hara. Halacha chav, vikach. Therefore, roilod adam lachov yitzro b'davrezeh ulahargil atzam b'kedusha yisera u'machshava tara u'vadeh nechona kedei lenatzal mehen. Therefore, and this is echoing Hilchos Deos, it's appropriate for a person to go ahead and subjugate his natural drive and train himself to be in kedusha and to have proper thoughts and the right path of thinking, to save himself from these isurim. The yizar b'nei yichud, and he should be very careful of yichud, shu gorei magadol, because that is the thing that most likely leads to sexual prohibitions. Gedolei chachamim, hayu omrim, l'tamidehem, right? The great sages said to their students, yizaru bi mibnei biti, yizaru bi mibnei kalasi, right? They would always say, watch me because of, let's say, my daughter, kedei l'lame l'tamidehem, shaliz baishu midavrezev, yisrachu b'nei yichud. So why would they teach it this way? To teach the students to not be embarrassed by these things, okay, and to also remove themselves as much as possible from ever being over the Isser of Yichud. Finally, right, and that's why a person should always be careful of being involved in schok and joking and in drinking, and also flirting. Because these are the things that basically lead down the slippery slope to sexual prohibitions. Velo yesha velo isha, right? A person should never live without a wife. Sheminog zeh gorem l'tara yisera, because this leads to a too high level of being taller. Gedola mikol zos amru, right? And what's the best advice that Chacham gave? Yifna atzo machshevosel debrei Torah. A person should always focus on Torah. V'yachiv daita b'chachma she'ein machsheves arayos miskaberes v'lei ponim min chachma. Because the inappropriate sexual thoughts only arise by someone who's turned away from wisdom. And it says by chachma, by wisdom, so the Rama ends up by with these words of encouraging people to focus as much on learning so that you avoid the area of sexual prohibitions. That ends Hilchos Isurei Bia. And as I mentioned, the next section of the Rambam is going to be Ma'achalos Asuros, and God willing, we'll pick that up on Sunday.